Babe, I've been thinking, can we have a threesome?
You've been watching too much porn.
No, but your girlfriend Heather was checking us out.
Oh, why would I want to have a threesome with Heather? How about your coworker Eric?
Eric, fuck that!
You expect me to watch you and another woman?
You hooked up with Michelle in college.
She was my sorority sister. If you want me and a girl, then you have to give me you and a guy.
If I see you with another man, it's a wrap.
You're being a selfish asshole.
You're damn right. Ain't no other man fucking you in front of me.
Here, have Heather's number. I'm gonna go find her.
To get notifications when we go live, you first have to like our page. After that, select the arrow next to following, scroll down to the pin next to notifications. Now, select all lives post, then click done.
They don't post this. I just say be respectful to everyone else. But other than that, it is called Mr. Direct's Real Talk for a reason. Go in there, post what you want. I don't care if you go in there and post some shit and say, I hate women and I hate black people. Yeah. I don't care.
Just don't.
Just know what's going to happen back to you.
Just guys, we're in 2018, so don't send any dick pics of that Mr. Direct sent you in the groups. No dick pics.
I don't send anybody dick pics. That's wrong. Don't ever say that again.
You don't?
No.
Why?
I have no need to do that.
It just like people just see it and hey, you don't need no pictures.
Listen, why are we talking? We're not here to be talking about.
I'm
my
just
penis.
Saying. I'm getting comments. Like you know, I'm waiting for little L to slip over here because you know I'm getting comments about you two hooking up. So like,
why?
I'm waiting for one of you guys to slip and say something.
Oh my God!
Say something. Say something.
Anyway,
I'm gonna tell you where to go in a few minutes. Shut up! Anybody trying to hear all that nastiness, man? Shut up. Go ahead, little L.
Okay. The article, like I said, I put in there, what to think before choosing to stay with a cheating partner. Now, you know, we're going to get a little serious right now because this is a serious topic.
This is serious.
Let's get serious. Let's get serious.
So we all know what happened. What was it? Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson. That he cheated on her while she was pregnant, right? She had the baby and then...
Yeah, he said, take that.
So,
because he took that.
But they got back together, though, after...
He took that ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Lord. Once again.
Take that.
So they got back together, right, after...
Keep going.
You know, after she had the baby. Now, the question is, would you get back with someone after they cheated on you? Now, there's a whole list of things here. There's a list of questions that you have to think about. The first one is, was it a first-time offense? Was it, oh shoot, you know, I messed up. I got drunk one night. I was hanging out with coworkers. I slept with someone, whatever.
I'm grinding
whatever.
My teeth right now listening to this. So to get,
oh, God,
keep
really?
Going. I'm listening.
And, you know, the other one is, it could be, if it wasn't a first-time offense, is this a pattern? Are they a chronic cheater?
Okay, so let's go back to number one.
This is number one.
This is
number
one. Okay, cheater.
This is number one.
Okay, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just said it.
So go ahead. Do your job, Mr. Direct.
I wrote some notes down. I wanted to say some cheat. No, if it's a first time offense and they cheat, some are willing to forgive versus
okay.
If it's a multiple.
So hold on for a second. A man cheats on you. Are you forgiven?
No.
Ron.
If a man cheats on me, no, I'm not going to forgive him.
Okay. Nasty motherfucker. If your girlfriend cheated on you, would you forgive her?
Absolutely not.
No. Not.
You can't.
No.
You can't.
You can't let it go?
No, especially as a man, you can't, because a man is like, a man thinks of you as like any man that dates a girl or hangs out with a girl thinks of her as like she's a white rose, like okay. She's a virgin, like nobody ever touches, you know, nobody ever touches your female. It's your female. It's a possessive thing.
What's going on, Jessica Gardner, Jessica, my friend somebody. In Florida. How are you doing? Big ups to Sania Tor. Big ups. It's good to see you. Katie Ingalls. Good to see you there. Bolinali Patterson. It's good to see you there, too.
I don't think you said that right.
I might have mispronounced your name, and I do apologize. Bolinali.
It probably sounds so sexy, and we're killing it right now.
Her name probably sounds real sexy coming off the tongue.
Yep.
Speaking it's of like off the tongue, what was the next one?
Something is going on here, I'm telling you.
Go ahead. We're listening. Go ahead.
Are they owning their mistake? You know, are they Are they gonna say, okay, yes, I screwed up, you know, please forgive me, or are they just are they so nonchalant about it? So basically,
oh my God, what song is that?
Brian Adams.
Is that Brian Adams? Please forgive me. It's just only white boys would cry.
I just caught it. I gotta say that.
Hold on, I gotta take that back. Because Keith Sweat made a career crying for some ass.
He was always sweating. He's always sweating.
I'm fucking sweating right now. Can we talk about that? It's hot.
It's because of Ron. You didn't get any Ron Ron juice yet.
That's right. That's what
you
I do.
You didn't get any Ron Ron juice.
That's what I do. Oh Lord. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
You guys know that she dressed like this tonight because she knew that I was going to be here an hour.
She's been asking for Ron all week long.
She's been here since 2:30, but she dressed like that just because
she knew. She knew. Yes.
No. Oh, can I tell you guys something real quick for Mr. Direct? I just want to let you know that it just reminded me because actually I went upstairs real quick before the show and I said I just drove all the way over here. It's only 15 minutes, but I had to go to the bathroom. So I ran upstairs and like, I got to tell you how much more I respect Mr. Direct because I actually walked in the bathroom and saw on his mirror, like the guy puts goals,
on his mirror.
In the bathroom.
Yes.
So I guarantee you he's repeating that every day in his head. And I'm not going to tell you what the goal said because it's his personal stuff, but I respect you for having that. And that's what you need to do. You need to be organized. Too many people aren't organized, and that's why you see what the guy does. So I have much respect for you for doing that, man.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Maybe you in one ear and Ron in the other ear will help me get my shit together. it's not enough.
Listen, go back to the article.
He's going to slap you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm the advice. He's like, I'm the little white guy. Yeah. I didn't mean it that way. He's the red guy.
He's the red guy.
I didn't want that to come off wrong.
The devil and the angel. Take that. Go ahead.
Okay, the attitude that your partner takes when talking about their affair is important to know. Because it's either they're owning up to their mistake or they're getting defensive. They are denying it. Denying mother fathers. I'm going to try not to curse because I have the worst mouth in the entire world.
We're
going to
have a swear jar here for you.
Yes.
You have trucker mouth.
I do. I really do.
Complete trucker mouth.
Trucker mouth.
It's horrible.
It's ridiculous.
So yeah, it's important to watch the actions because again, if they're going to be defensive about it, then you know, okay, bye, deuces, see you later. Okay. But
so which number was that that you just said? That was number two. Okay, now what was the headline of number two? Owning it?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
If you're going to do it, you got to own it.
Here's the thing. If you are going to cheat, you have to own the fact that you're going to cheat. If you get caught, you have to own the fact that you get caught. Okay.
I mean, if you get caught, how could you deny it?
You can't deny it. There's no denying it, right?
Jedi Master Mind Trick.
That's it.
This is Lil L. Who wants to see me punch Mr. Direct in the face? Oh, you do? Well, guess what? It just might happen. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Have you not seen Eddie Murphy Raw?
Nope.
That wasn't me. Hold on. What did Shaggy write?
You put the Shaggy song on right away on your cell phone and fist pump.
This is specifically why we need to get an engineer in here. Every time we reference something, they need to be able to find the fucking song and roll it while we're talking. Fire it off every time.
I know.
Because that makes the show that much better. Because right now, I want you guys to think about when I said, you got to own it. But what does Shaggy, what is the name of the Shaggy song?
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Honey caught me home, butt naked, fucking the girl next door.
I even had her in the shower.
Yeah, see?
Oh, by the way, if y'all didn't know,
about to have her on the counter in Mr. Direct Real Talks office.
So,
oh boy.
I think when we talk about owning it, I think, okay, go past owning it, because there was one more past that I know I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, the third one is, have they confronted the reason that they cheated? What's the reason? Were they bored?
Okay, but see, there's two, but when you go confronting about the issue, how are you really going to confront? Think about it like this. How can you really confront the issue? Because at the base of it, most people initially will be in denial of it.
Yes.
Because they don't want, because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings sometimes, especially if you didn't cheat because you didn't love the person. You cheated for something else.
For something else.
You're going to try and keep that away from them because you're like, you know, it's going to, like, you know what? And I hate to say it. Ron, have you watched Sex in the City?
I knew you were going to bring me into this.
Have you?
Yes, I've seen Sex.
Okay. In Sex in the City, the movie, it after 6 months, it eats Steve alive that he screwed another woman because he was like, we haven't had sex in months, whatever, whatever.
That's right? What happens.
So the guilt ate him alive. But it wasn't because he didn't love her. It was because the dude, and I say this to women all the time, men have a clock. All this, I'm not fucking and I'm not giving up the booty, whatever, whatever. Yeah, I got a clock. If you don't handle that business within a certain amount of time, somebody else gonna handle it.
Ooh.
Whoa.
But people don't, but it's the truth. It's the honest to God truth. If you're holding sex as a weapon, which should never be done.
Never. Never.
If you are withholding sex from your significant other, okay, everyone's got a tipping point. Especially if they're healthy. If these are healthy people with a healthy sex drive.
He said healthy.
It's the truth. Because if you're a fat piece of shit, you don't care.
Oh.
If you're an overweight fat piece of shit and you're
fat pieces of shit,
you could barely get it up. If you could barely
see. Not politically correct.
No, they remember the article, men with big bellies, apparently.
But if
you
you're
know.
Out of shape, if oh, you out are of out of shape yeah. and can't get it up.
Men with big bellies.
Okay, you don't care. People with low sex drive don't care. But if you're a healthy person with a healthy sex drive, and I mean, you still, you're like, yo, I need to get it. And the person you want it from is not getting it to you, you gonna go get it from somewhere else.
And now, fun fact, just so you guys know, if there is any, whatever he called yous out there, because I will not say that about you people, but you're actually lose. If you lose the weight, your metabolism burns. You feel you have energy. When you gain weight, you actually start sluggish and slowing down. So get to the gym and you'll be on this side of the team.
I'm just trying to help y'all out there. I wasn't talking about anybody in particular. I'm saying in general.
In general.
If somebody, you could be skinny and out of shape. You could be skinny as hell. You're malnutrition. Listen, man, you can be that motherfucker that got no damn nutrition.
No nutrition.
You don't get no cookies tonight.
Exactly.
No cookies.
Literally, you ain't getting no cookies.
No cookies.
You ain't getting no cookie. Keep going. We good.
Okay, so we talked about how they confronted the reason they cheated. You know, some it says some people cheat because they struggle with being in a committed relationship. Oh, no.
Well, okay,
why are you in a committed relationship then? Hello?
Okay.
Jesus.
Here's what what you have on that. Here's what you have on that that a lot of people are going to ignore. A lot of people are in, and we talked about this before, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. A lot of people are in relationships for cohabitation reasons.
It's
they
true.
Don't want to be alone. So because they don't want to be alone, they're going to just be with someone to be with someone. When you're with someone just to be with them, it's easier to cheat on them because they're only supplying one thing, the comfort of not being alone.
You're only as good as your last paycheck.
Okay, there you go.
That's exactly where it is. And like, honestly, if you sit there and look at things the way they really are, like men, again, everybody, if women don't understand the way men are right now, men would sleep with a piece of cheese if there was a big enough hole in it. Okay? Men like to eat and men like sex. If a man cheats, men are predators. They're supposed to procreate. Okay, my personal belief, and this is honesty, like men and women were put together to procreate, but they're not meant to be together. They're two different species of people. Women don't understand men don't understand women. Okay, and you wind up actually hurting each other instead of having fun with each other. Mm-hmm. And again, if you do this, people are just getting married for financial reasons.
Yes.
Hey, I want to be taken care of, or hey, it's easier to pay off a mortgage with two people. Hey, we want the yard cut. We will have a kid and make him do all our errands for us. You know,
you
were put through that. You know, your dad was get out there and cut the lawn, or else you ain't going out tonight.
Yes,
you know, so it's just a ricochet effect. And if you really, I mean, is there really such thing? And again, I'm gonna.
Well, Katie said you're like a goddamn black Dr. Phil.
I'm not black, though, am I?
I think she was talking about me, but she's talking about both of us. Like, she goes, you're like a goddamn black Dr. Phil.
I thought I was like...
Jessica Garner said,
yeah, and they want the best of both worlds.
That is true, but I think a lot of women and men want the best of both worlds.
No, it used to be that women would cheat. Women back in the day would cheat. Well, when our grandparents were born, like... Our grandfathers were running the streets, and the women were bare naked and had nowhere to go. Then, as time progressed, women started wanting their rights, as naturally they should have their rights. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but as time progressed, women cheated when they were missing something, not because they were in love or this and that. They were missing something from somebody else that they're with. Men would just cheat for any reason.
Hold on for a second. Now, Sania, go ahead, read what Sania said.
She wrote, "Men like drama. Just to be honest, like, babe, I want to sleep with someone else. Let me make the choice to stay or leave. If you do some sneaky shit, I'm going for the jugular."
But you should be honest. That's right. Here's the thing.
Sometimes it's hard to be honest when it comes to something like that because, let's face it, even people that might want to live that lifestyle might not do it because they don't want to ever say to their girlfriends, to their family, to somebody else that I'm into that lifestyle. Most people cannot be honest about the lifestyle they want to live. For instance, a lot of people are not cheaters, but because they settled in their relationship, they immediately say, listen, you know what? I can marry this guy because this guy is going to be traveling every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I will have days where I can just bang a dude on the side every now and then. And again, my husband makes a lot of money. He provided the kids. He gives me a lifestyle I like. And ladies, when I say this, I'm using you as an example, but I'm going to reverse it for you in a second and say what the men is. Mm-hmm. For the men, I live a certain lifestyle and I need a certain type of girl that I can put in, especially if I aspire to be a CEO. I aspire to be a senator, a congressman, a president. I need a certain type of woman that I could present to the world that everyone's going to love. She might not be the woman that I want to be with, but she's the woman that will help me get to that plateau of what I want to be at. Like you said, a business deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe a lot of very few high profile people are truly in love. A lot of them are in the business deal. Mm. It makes sense for us business-wise to get together because technically, and you got to think about how many times in Hollywood people date because you're hot, they're hot. You're a hot name, they're a hot name. How much this will take you to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And think about it. Like, if this has been going on for such a long time, like, and I don't understand. It's like a relationship is simple with somebody. You're supposed to have fun. You're supposed to obviously have sex. You're supposed to go out and enjoy yourselves. And that's what it is. You're supposed to have a best friend.
Yes.
There's right. No control factor over anybody. Loyalty nowadays is as faithful as your situation is. You know, if you really feel you're not going to get caught, if your husband travels, like you said, you know what? You're as faithful as your opportunity is.
You are. But again,
I can go both ways, Sonny.
One thing that I really love is, and I honestly believe this, you have to meet somebody that matches your freak level.
Mm.
So, and this goes back into the article of what we were talking about. One of the issues is people don't marry people that meet their freak level. They marry, again,
because
it's time for me. I was with a woman not too long ago, and she admitted to me, she goes, I knew my husband wasn't the man of my dreams, but I wanted to have kids. He wanted to have kids. It was about the opportunity that they had at that time. She knew that she could give the kids a nice life because she wanted kids. She knew that, you know, they would live. And you know what? She goes, and you know, here it is. 10 years later, we're divorced.
And can I just say something?
And it's not that they don't love their kids. It's just that, you know what? It was the wrong time for me to be with them.
Somebody's watching now. Again, I'm not going to say their name, but I had this conversation with them the other day. Like, think about this logically, too, people. Like, women don't get men. Men don't get women.
Exactly.
Women think they know men, and men think they know women. But, nope. Again, a woman, if her husband's out of town and she doesn't think she's going to get caught,
yes,
she will probably, yes, in 2018,
yes,
do it because,
yes,
they're unhappily married. Percentage-wise, is unhappily married. And guys, Now, for the girls here, again, we'll give you this side too. How many fishing trips, okay, do you think your husband's going on with 10 other guys and has no fishing pole in his garage? What do you think that he's doing when he goes to an island by himself with 10 other friends? Do you think they're playing Parcheesi?
Amen. Amen.
You understand? Like, people need to get with it. You're in 2018.
If somebody is spending more time away from you than they're spending with you, it's because they don't want to be around you.
Look for the signs.
That's very, very true. Oh, my God.
Real talk. People ignore the signs.
They don't want to believe it.
They don't. Again, but that's owning up to why you cheated, owning up to what's going on. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to know what the fuck is going on. And you have to be willing to say, listen,
yes.
You know why I'm never home? Like, when the first time either party says you're never home, you have to be man enough
Suspect.
Or woman enough to say,
Suspect.
This is why I'm never home.
Suspect.
This is why I never want to come home. And it can't. And you know what? You have to own up to it and say it's because,
we're watching.
I'd rather hang out.
We're watching.
It's because I'd rather hang out with my friends than be home with you. It's because I'm not getting love and attention. Whatever it is, if you're not owning up to it, because when you cheat, you're going to be in denial of it the whole entire time. Because every time that person gives you the opportunity to say it and you don't, you've told yourself a lie that you got away with it. So you're going to do everything in your power to continue that lie.
Yeah. And people know if they're not happy. Like, people would rather lie to themselves and live the lie. That's what I can't stand about 2018. There's too many phonies, as we say in Net U, we say copycats, but pretenders. There's too many people.
You see the template, and now you want to set it to another level.
Exactly. Like, people aren't supposed to control anybody. People are supposed to have fun together. If I don't have fun with you, get the away from me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I don't need the drama in my life. Yes. And too many people try and fix people.
Oh, shit. This is the second segment, and we already an hour in.
Oops.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Well, that's because we don't get through an article.
I told you this was the meat. This is the one we got to take another break.
We never get through an article.
We got to take another break. We're going to be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy the music. Stay around. You never know who's going to be dancing karaoke.
And sing with us.
We'll be back.
Sing with us, guys.
Sing with us.
Real talk. We'll be back in a moment.
To get notifications when we go live, you first have to like our page. After that, select the arrow next to following, scroll down to the pin next to notifications. Now, select all lives post, then click done.
Are we on, coach? Are we on? Are we on? Are we on? Okay, we're on. We're on. We're on again, coach.
Yeah.
All right. So just wanted to thank our sponsor today, and we keep seeing him. He's posting onto me because we're fixing the problem. You got to join the group, people, from Mr. Direct Real Talk, and then you can comment in the thread. Again, I'm in Facebook jail. I'm so sorry. Guys, get Zuckerberg. Let me out of jail. Let me out of jail. We're just marketing and advertising to have a good time here at Mr. Direct, NetU, one-stop realty shop. And guess who else? Speaking of NetU, created by Jen Marr. Okay, we actually spoke to them today. They're very big into refinishing hardwood floors, decks, staining. Why pay for new cabinets, guys, when they could refinish them, recreate? Created by Jen Marr. Recreate your new cabinets for you. You can go on to their Facebook page, their Instagram. Their Facebook page is Jen Marr. Their Instagram page is Refinishing NJ. Their phone number, 732-734-1385. Their hashtag,
man,
created by Jen Marr.
You suck at doing a live read, dude.
What am I doing a live read?
I gotta look down.
I'm reading the phone number. I gotta look down.
Can't even get through a damn ad.
I can't remember anybody's address.
I'm gonna have to teach you how to do a live read.
Anyway,
do you see what I mean?
We're sponsored by, created by Jen Marr. Do you got wood?
Yay!
God. Guys, thank you both. Thank you both for letting me actually finish my sentence.
I don't interrupt people.
Okay,
I let them speak.
Hold on.
One second.
Listen, We do everything in our power here to appear to be professional as a motherfather.
You sound so gangster right now. You're so gangster. Okay.
We do everything to appear to be professional as a motherfather, and you blew it.
Motherfather.
With that bad read.
Hey, guys.
That was the worst.
I read a phone number. I lost the phone number here.
That was the worst copy.
I write like a 3-year-old kid.
You sound like a teacher from CSB.
That is the worst copy I have ever heard of reading. Oh, Lord. In all of radio, of people doing copy reads. Of all people doing copy reads, that has got to
be... You know what, Mr. Direct? I'm not about excuses. You're right. I sucked. I did that terrible. I'm not a reader. I don't even know how to read. But the fact of the matter is, I memorized half of that stuff, and I did a pretty damn good job for my first big show
to
read.
Yes, you did, Ron.
God.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
He's dying
Thank
over
you.
Here.
Well, I tried my hardest, Coach.
What do you have for us? What do you have for us, Lil?
Well, anyway, so we're continuing with should you stay. Well, if you're thinking about staying with a cheating partner, you know, things to think about, questions to ask yourself. Are you willing to go to couples therapy?
Hell no.
No?
No, see, I don't listen. You know why I don't believe in therapy? Because people go to therapy before they're ever married. Like, why are you, if you got issues that you need to resolve before you get married, you don't need to get married.
No, they're trying to fix themselves.
They're trying to fix
No, they want themselves. Control over the other person. That's what it's all
they
about.
Did, listen, okay, I'm not going to put nobody's business out there. There's a friend of mine who went through a divorce some years ago.
Jim.
Okay. And the crap he goes through with his ex-wife is asinine. She makes shit, okay. She lives in another town. She moved out of town. Her parents still live here.
Okay. Mm.
He's got to worry about dropping his son off with her parents, right?
Okay.
So he contacts her parents.
Okay.
She sends a text and says, "Don't contact my parents. Contact me first. And then I'll contact my parents." Meanwhile, don't you think it's easier for him to contact the parents directly, because the parents live like under 2 miles away from him?
Really?
No, I would give him 50-50. I would want a call to know that my son's being picked up.
No. She already knows.
No, I know.
But
I would still want both. Like, hey.
No, but why would he call her first to have her call the parents?
Oh no! I don't. Not the chain link. What I'm saying is, he should contact both of them in one way. Hey, I whatever your name is, ex-wife, I picked up our son from.
No. They already know. She already knows that he's going to pick him up after school. That's already in their arrangement. They already know every day after school. But when he's going to drop the kid off at the grandparents, which she already knows that that's what he's going to do, she expects. Yeah, it's your man, Mr. Direct. Listen, we having so much fun. We want you to stay tuned because you know what we're about to get into? More of the adult conversation. Don't go anywhere. It's your man, Mr. Direct, doing what he does best. It's real people, real conversation. It's motherfucking real talk. Like only your man, Mr. Direct, could give you. Yeah, I'm about to get that ace low.